Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Curtis, I call it the October Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio that we broadcast from today. Maybe Playoff Central. We want to get a little jiggy. They're in. They are clinched. They are in.
Love it.
I mean, I was a skeptic throughout. I gotta be honest with that. I know you were at times.
Never.
And even last night, down 3-0, 3-1, 3-2, even at 3-3, there were some doubts, but they do deliver in a huge win to avoid weekend drama that could have included throwing Giolito tomorrow and maybe even collapsing. Although, I guess not. When you look at the Astros losing last night, they would have clinched after midnight. However, at the time, it seemed sweet, it seemed important, and the Boston Red Sox are back in the postseason for the first time since 2021.
I have to say, fitting last night for me, biggest moment of the game was Chapman in the top of the ninth, where you had the runner on second, then it was first and third, I think, and got the two strikeouts. He got the two strikeouts, and he was on fire. And if you want to say the question is, how did they get back here? Number one is clear, Garrett Crochet. That is the move of the offseason in Major League Baseball. For my money, he had a bigger impact than Soto. He had a bigger impact than who else were the big, you know, pricey guys. But I found the performance of Crochet to be very similar in terms of delivering and then some to the 0-4 Schilling, where he arrived, he made 32 starts, he won 18 or more games, he was, you know, low ERA, like a similar thing where you trade for the guy, a known commodity. And Crochet this year, to me, you know, we have yet to see the bloody sock, playoff start now, but that's what I would say with that. And then in terms of the secondary reasons, Chapman's season is probably the second best statistical season a reliever has had for the Red Sox in the history of the organization.
Amazing.
I mean, Papelbon's sub-1 ERA is intact, is the best. You know, that was somewhat in jeopardy at one point. But great, great night at Fenway. I thought the fans, by and large, were really reinvested from the moment of the offseason with Bregman and what that meant. Bregman now still has never been on a team that missed the playoffs, even though he had a pretty crummy final month of the season.
Yeah, you might put Bregman along with Crochet ahead of Soto for importance in offseason moves if the Mets don't make it to the playoffs.
Right. It's just a it's so fun, like, to have these games. Sam and I agree. You know, I love the one-game playoff. I think that would be even better, but we'll drag it out a couple nights. We could have a one-game playoff if the Red Sox and their opponent each win the first two games while we're out and about in Newport, Rhode Island on Thursday night, which would be a blast. Mm-hmm. So great to see it. The fans, I thought, really, the atmosphere at Fenway Park last night was excellent. It came through the Apple TV. But can I just do a quick thing on Apple TV?
I saw you tweeting about this. Go ahead.
Like Tom Caron, who might be here, we have to do the preamble. He has never been anything but nice to me. He's a good guy. I have heard nothing but good things about Tom Caron, one of the truly good guys in the industry.
There's a butt coming here.
He's tweeting in rage, saying, and I saw Lou, our favorite analyst, saying it's a disgrace that we're not calling the game. Well, don't yell at us. Yell at John Henry. It was a one-year, $85 million deal. So divide that by 30 teams, which is just obscene. Netflix got the Super Bowl, got the Christmas game, and they spent $1 billion. You get $85 million for a season of Friday Night Baseball. You're that needing of money that you're going to preclude your fans? So John Henry got less than $3 million from Apple to get the Friday night series. Every team got less than $3 million. 85 million, 30 teams. That's what they made this year off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you bitching to anybody but your boss? John Henry is one of the most powerful.
I think that's a way to bitch at their boss without bitching directly to their boss, right? When you put it publicly, you're putting them on blast.
No, you're saying don't yell at me. It's not my fault.
Right. And that's true. I mean, I'd be pissed if I were Lou and I called games all year and I couldn't call the one that mattered the most. I mean, it's good for us on EEI. Obviously, we had big numbers last night and Will did a great job. But wouldn't you be pissed if you're Lou? Wouldn't you want to lash out? You're not allowed to call the game?
But it's been that way the whole year. I mean, every Friday night, that's the deal that the owners signed up for.
I guess it's a bad deal. You should have put a poison pill in there. If there's a clinching scenario, we're on Nesson, simulcast or
and
something.
What would preclude John Henry saying, hey, let's, I don't know how you would do it, but couldn't you just figure out a way to send Tim Cook some, or not Tim, is it Tim Cook?
Yeah, at Apple.
Yeah. Give him, $5 million and then I get a buyback. I get everybody on Nesson watching the game tonight. But either way, it is going to be a fun week ahead in terms of the Red Sox will have the city. For the first time, I can say that.
What if the Pats beat the Panthers tomorrow? Could be a struggle.
They'll actually lose the city if the Patriots lose. But the Red Sox this week, you have a bizarre press conference with the Celtics this week that was so strange. You have the Patriots, not great. And right now, you have a best of three series to get some playoff games back here at Fenway Park. It should be a good week.
Now, will Wiggy give Cora a little credit for a couple of the wins here down the stretch, including yesterday's, where he wastes no time in pulling the plug on Kyle Harrison, the Rafael Devers trade return, down 3-0 in the fourth, and you bring in Slayton and you start going to high-leverage relievers early in a game, which is a roll of the dice, right? I mean, at that point, you could blow your best arms, lose the game. You've got Scooble facing you Sunday, and if the Astros don't lose last night, you might have some tired arms going into the weekend. So Cora rolls the dice and comes up huge last night against a Tigers team that, yes, is struggling, but, yes, was also desperate. Can I get a little Cora love, please?
But I don't, not to speak for Wiggy, he speaks enough for me not to have to do that. His point, and a point that I agree with that he's been spot on about, is that the Red Sox fan and media cannot give Cora credit and no blame. That's it. So if you want to say he deserves credit, absolutely, masterful last night. But when they lose, it's always Breslow or it's whatever. The player didn't do the thing that he was asked to do. So you can't have it both ways.
Well, it's not always. I mean, you and I gave Cora plenty of blame for the Devers handling in the offseason, right? We both agree on that. He botched that.
Right. I'm talking about as a manager, in-game manager, you cannot say that he is the cause of wins but not the cause of losses.
No, I agree.
And so that's what – I mean, I think Wiggy would be fine giving him credit today. But
I don't know about that. We're going to find out on Monday whether Wiggy gives Cora any credit, any slice of the success pie.
Right. He still has that Galifianakis meme with trying to figure out the magic number when he's in Hangover doing the card counting. That was a tough one yesterday morning.
But a lot of cleanup going on here at Fenway Park, where you and I are in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, by the way, presented by Ford, New England Ford dealers, the F-150, the New England Edition F-150. It's the official truck of the Red Sox. I saw a couple guys on the adjoining businesses here with the big buckets of soap that they were just dousing on the sidewalk to get that smell off the ground of whatever liquid that was that they were cleaning up. Anyway, there's some of that here in Fenway. But in the champagne-showered clubhouse last night, here is the manager giving his speech to the team right before they popped the corks.
In spring training, we talk about hitting standards every single day, right? And we knew he wasn't going to be perfect, right? But we were going to grow as a family. We were going to learn how to win games. And little by little, we were going to be better and better and better. I think we talked right before the All-Star break that was going to happen. And that's what really happened. I'm very proud of all you guys. I mean, through the years, we went through a lot, right? Injuries and other stuff, you know, and we struggled and we got up. And we kept going and going and going. Today was a perfect example of a team win. I mean, everybody contributed. From the guys playing, to the guys in the dugout, to the clubbies, to everybody. Everybody contributed. You can feel the energy in that game. So I want to thank you for the effort. I want to thank you for everything you guys have done. But you guys know, we didn't come here to play only 162. We came here to win the World Series. Let's go.
Come on, if that doesn't get you going on a Saturday morning, Curtis, I don't know what will.
I'm ready to run away from a wall.
Is he your manager? Is AC your guy?
Not to get a little... Like, the ownership group has lowered the expectations so much that we're saying, yay, October.
Well, come on. Again, to be fair to you, you can't blame him for not making October. If they would have not have made it in, you would have crushed Cora. They're in, now give him some credit. That's only fair.
Ken, are you his agent? Like,
he's a big part of this stretch. They salvaged
How many shows did you open on a Saturday when the team lost a crushing game Friday and just ripped the manager?
I've been critical, of course, when warranted.
When have you come in here saying...
Last week, we talked about the Devers thing.
Right, that was in the offseason.
That's key. That is a key job of a manager in his relationship with guys. But I'm saying I was here for the A's series.
Newt Cora.
They won one game in that series, and it was only because Cora masterfully again managed his bullpen, went aggressive early, got both Garrett Whitlock and Chapman in the game. They grind out a 5-4 extra inning win. I texted you guys at the time, masterpiece. No response. Crickets on the text chain.
So how many texts have you sent ripping the manager's in-game?
I was upset he didn't bunt earlier in the year.
How many texts?
I said it. Why doesn't Cora bunting?
Okay, I'm going to type bunt into my messages. The only thing in there is something from Jerry. Yes, he's you do this. It's like you have the skill of trying to make me negative because you're so over the top insane.
Trying to make you negative.
Yes, I have had
a
spectacular morning. It is a gorgeous day in the city of Boston, and it was a great week. Can I sneak it in right now? $650,000 Thursday night for the Power Forward Foundation.
Nice
gala. Unbelievable.
With my guy Kevin Stevens.
Kevin Stevens told Kevin that Ken was a big fan of his growing up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He said, I don't agree with him much. I'm like, yeah, nope, he sucks. And very nice evening. The mayor was there. Talk about a 180 on a guy. I love the man. But this season now is where we all thought they'd be here when the Cohiba was lit up, correct? That was kind of the John Henry moment.
Yeah.
They're back invested. The trade deadline.
Did he post one today, by the way? He had a cigar in hand last night, but I didn't see if John posted it on his socials.
I think he's watching us on Twitch on his yacht.
Okay.
This is where we thought they would end up, and it's awesome. I cannot wait for Tuesday. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be awesome to see Garrett Crochet in the playoffs. Wonderful. As it pertains to Cora and the credit, he's one of the highest paid managers in baseball. And if he really is this brilliant, masterful manager, why does he listen to Breslow and pull guys way too early in games?
Well, I don't love that either.
So why doesn't he stand up for himself?
I think now he's got the leverage.
I'm asking during the regular season.
He didn't have the leverage. Now he does. Now he will be.
He has $14 million coming his way.
Well, Brez is the new hot toy, right? They brought him in with Driveline. They gave him a lot of power.
So you think the organization disagrees with you that he's not a masterful manager?
They needed to be proved. Correct, so and they have been like me over the last 2 weeks.
When they gave him
AC, the keys are now yours.
When they made him the highest paid manager in baseball, they didn't know that?
They still wanted control, the way the Patriots wanted control with Elliott Wolf and other guys in Belichick's last couple years. They wanted somebody overseeing and making certain decisions. You're taking Mac Jones. You're pulling this guy after the sixth inning on this kind of a pitch count. But with success...
So then why
comes more rope.
But why don't you credit Breslow's analytics then? If we're going to say we rip Breslow all year.
Well, you just gave him credit for the offseason.
I'm talking about you.
I do. I give him a lot of credit.
So then who would you credit?
Crochet, Bregman, the catcher Narvaez, and Chapman alone. Those four offseason moves, huge.
And don't forget about Dustin May.
And Dustin, yeah, but there, to your point, he almost blew it at the deadline. They would be in a better position at the deadline if not for Breslow.
I love
to win a World Series.
I love working with you.
Cora is a 10 out of 10. He's their best asset. Breslow is like a 6.5 or a 7.
Cora is a 10 out of 10?
Yes, he is the perfect manager. He is the guy you want running your team.
So if during the regular season you text me some good questions occasionally about the analytics department, you're enraged, even though you're an engineer. If you're going to rip Breslow for the nerds ruining Crochet or the nerds ruining Early or the nerds doing whatever,
right?
If we're now going to say, if I ever rip Cora, I have to praise him, don't you have to say that Breslow in that same line of thinking was brilliant
Breslow. Yes.
In season, keeping these guys at 80 pitches?
We're happy. It's a praiseful morning. I'm praising everybody. But if you want to praise one guy for me in the last couple weeks that put him over the top, it's Alex Cora.
But if we believe that in-game those big decisions were almost all analytical, why are you not crediting Breslow over Cora?
Nah, Breslow yesterday is not calling Cora and saying, pulling Kyle Harrison. That's a Cora decision. That's his bullpen skills that's obvious to anybody watching the game.
Well, which one of Cora and Breslow pitched in a bullpen in their life?
Brez, but that doesn't mean he knows his current team, this team.
Well, he put it together.
He put some of it together. He put Chapman together, that's for sure, and that was a good...
That is such a great move.
Huge asset. What a great
move. I can't believe they extended him for that money.
Yep.
I mean... excellent. I think it is a great week. The once again, Fenway, the crazy light strobe nonsense look wild. I think I saw Ken have two Zimas.
I had a good night, and we'll have a good weekend as well. 617-779-7937. Although Curtis has full control of the call screen this morning, which has me, in a position of inferiority, which I don't like.
So, Glenn Beck, 9:30.
No, that wouldn't shock me. You are in control, so you take the calls you would like.
All right.
What would you like the callers to weigh in on today as the key turning points of the season, success pie, looking forward, who you want to face?
I think, is this a season that brought you back? Like, are you...
Right, are you back? Are you invested now?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yes, did this season reinvigorate your... reignite your fandom, and did you lose faith at the deadline, and are you back now heading into the playoffs? So what's all the permutations? What are the possibilities?
I'll give you those next, and I think this is one of the toughest decisions a sports franchise has had to make in some time. I'll tell you what that is after Tom Crisafulli Trends.
Yes.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox are back in the playoffs. Sadon Raffaello was the hero last night, hitting a walk-off triple to bring Romy Gonzalez home, and for the first time since 2021, sending the Red Sox to the postseason. Here's a little of what Alex Cora had to say after the game.
To come in this year with expectations and everything that we went through, from injuries to struggles to different personnel, and to be able to, win enough games to play in October, it means a lot.
While the Sox don't know who they'll be playing yet in the wild card, they do know they'll be the road team for all three of those wild card games. The Sox still have two more regular series games to play against the Detroit Tigers. Coverage for today's game starts on the MassMutual pregame show at 3:10 with Joe Weil. And as always, you can listen to the game right here on WEEI, the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Connelly Early is on the mound for your Boston Red Sox with the first pitch at 4:10. The Patriots are set for their Week 4 matchup against the 1-2 Carolina Panthers. Pats are seeking their first home win of the season. Jared Wilson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game, while Christian Gonzalez and Mike Arwenu are listed as questionable. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A war pig, Garrett Crochet, after the game in the Jubilant Clubhouse. Curtis, you and I had a chance to talk to Crochet at Winter Weekend.
He actually credited us.
He did. Yeah. Glad you kept that off, Tom. He went on to credit that as
that Saturday interview in January in the back corner next to a coat check.
But he was like totally emotionless. He was just rock solid, as he has been all year in that interview, right? He's just like, as you pointed out, I thought you had a great description. He's just a dude who's good at baseball.
That's
and knows he's good. But there you see a little emotion. You hear a little emotion. 18-5 on the year, 2.59 ERA, 255 strikeouts over 200 innings. And now, no doubt about it, he's lined up to go Tuesday in whatever road city you are going to. There are four options.
Okay, let's start. And I want there's going to be a homework assignment on this later.
Okay. The only thing sewn up in the AL is the Mariners as the two seed. So they have the bye. Seattle has won the division. They won the West, and they will be the two seed. The AL East winner gets a bye. They'll be the one. But we don't know whether it's Toronto. We don't know whether it's the Yankees. The interesting thing here.
But right now, it's Toronto, right?
Right now, it's Toronto because they have the tiebreaker. They're tied record-wise, and they have the tiebreaker over the Yankees. But
wouldn't it be awesome if the tiebreaker was a home run derby between Vlad Jr. and Judge?
And the dumper.
No, if it's the Yankees. Oh. If the Yankees and Blue Jays, instead of playing a game, they have a home run derby to decide who wins the division.
Yep. And Judge, another one last night, was 52 last night.
They should put it on Apple TV.
So the Red Sox very well could play at Yankee Stadium Tuesday. They very well could play at Rogers Center. That's not a done deal, though. And if you're the Blue Jays, here's where I think this
Wait, can we start again? So whoever wins the AL East will have a bye. That's been decided.
Right. They'll be the one seed.
And then
but the loser will be the four seed. We know that. They'll be the first wild card.
And so the Red Sox will be the five seed.
Nope. It could also be the six because, and this could happen now that the Red Sox have nothing to play for. The Tigers beat them twice. The Guardians could win twice. The Guardians could win the Central in that tiebreaker. And then the Tigers, because they would win the tiebreaker with the Red Sox, would finish as the five seed and the Red Sox would drop to the six seed and therefore go to play the AL Central champion who would be the three.
And the AL Central champion would be the...
It could be the Guardians or the Tigers, but in that scenario, it would be Cleveland has the tiebreaker right now. So you could go to Cleveland. You could still go to Detroit.
Okay, we need to be better at this. So
there's not much decided, is what I'm saying. They could go everywhere.
Right. So if the Red Sox win a game,
yep,
or the Tigers and Indians do not win out, they are the five?
then they'll be the five, yes.
So it's just the magic number is one again to be the five seed.
Right, because they – correct.
Okay,
so
that's the best way to do it. So if the Red Sox, so if the Red Sox win either today or tomorrow, the Tigers and Indians or Guardians win one game between today and tomorrow – lose one game between – so even if the Red Sox go winless
right.
and the Guardians lose one game, they're the five.
Yes.
Okay, that's easy. One game – so all you need is a win or a loss
but
by
you,
the Guardians.
But do you care about that? If you're the Red Sox, do you care about finishing fifth or sixth? What's the difference?
I care about being able to explain that in a logical way.
Okay. So now if you're Toronto, they have lost in the wild card round three of the last 5 years. They can't get past the wild card.
Do you think because of the tariffs they'll be more ready to go?
I mean – or they could be in worse shape.
That's true.
You know, it goes both ways, Curtis.
Hey.
So my question to you is, if you're the Blue Jays, it's huge to get a bye, right? They have guys that are injured. Berrios just went on the IL. They already had another pitcher, on Bassett, on the IL. They're trying to get Bo Bichette back. He's injured. He needs another week. The bye is huge. They
was
need
Dante Bichette entirely supported by the Coors Field elevation? Like, do you think he would have been a fraction of that player?
It appears that way.
Okay, carry on. Bo Bichette.
Okay, so the Blue Jays need, they want to win the division badly, right?
Right.
However, if they and the Yankees both win today, they're tied going into tomorrow, and then they need to win Sunday to win the division. So would you throw Kevin Gausman Sunday, if you're the Blue Jays, your ace, the one legit pitcher they have left, to try to get the bye, where if you lose the game, he's not available in the wild card round at all, unless it's game three on short rest. So would you roll the dice if you're the Blue Jays with your ace to win the division and get a bye, or would you play it safe, try to win without Gausman, and save it for the wild card round, but it's kind of a you know, potentially losing a chance at a week's bye and into the DS?
I would not go balls to the wall right now.
Really?
No. And if you're going to be at home for all three and all you do have to do is win two, that's fine for me. I would, if I'm going to go back to this again. Now, the magic number for the AL East to be determined is also, so if.
Well, if the Yankees lose, I think they're out. I think the Blue Jays have.
No, what if the Blue Jays lose twice?
Yeah, they could lose twice. Okay. So it's two. I think the Blue Jays' magic number is two to win the division.
Okay, and two with two games left. If they win out, they have it, and if they win one and the Yankees lose one, they're good.
Right, correct.
Okay. So,
but this all comes back to the Red Sox.
Can we
take
some calls?
Yes, but hold on. If the Blue Jays do that, if they roll the dice and Gossman's not available, the Red Sox could go to Toronto and face a totally messed up Blue Jays team without Kevin Gausman and a total wreck, because they blew the division, they have no pitchers left, and you could have a beautiful, beautiful series for a wild card, almost a bye to face the Yankees in the division series.
Roadshow in Toronto?
I'm all for it.
All right, let's get to the calls.
Thank you.
We got everybody lined up here. 617-779-7937. I will do my best impression of our old friend. Brandon, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call. So, you know, when it comes to the Patriots, I really think they should really look at the future of this team because, you know, with Mike Vrabel, he's a 500 head coach. When he was in Tennessee, he won three and lost three as far as playoffs go. So right now, he's a 500 head coach. We don't know the state of this team right now. But the way they're going right now, it looks like they're going to miss the playoffs. I have this team penciled in at 5-7 wins. And also, when I looked at the new acquisitions and I had, you know, AI just crunched the numbers in for me, they catered 47.62% on offense and defense, but the defense is outshining the offense, which means they need to cater more to the offense, which I thought they would do like 60-40. But
all right, Brandon, thank you.
Now here we go. So we start the show, and you take the Patriots.
I candidly didn't read a word of what it was next.
See, this is a problem.
Okay,
with you having the call screen.
A very nice now, call, Brandon.
Can I read one text that maybe will apply to that? 207 texter. If Carolina beats the Patriots tomorrow, it won't hurt as much because the Red Sox are back in, baby.
Yeah, that'll agree.
Agree.
So, old school Boston tutorial for you.
Yep.
In 2003, Red Sox A's ALDS. Mm-hmm. It was a Sunday. The Red Sox were down 2-1. That is where the Ortiz right field, Jermaine Dye, got the ball lost in his eyes. Game four, Sox come back, win that game on a blown save by Keith Foulke, ironically enough. And the Patriots, it was not Mike Cloud. I don't know who it was. They had an old school, maybe it was Mike Cloud. The Patriots beat the Titans at Gillette Stadium, and Charlie Weiss was on the sideline saying, "You're going to have to bring your own energy. Everybody's watching the Sox today."
Did the Patriots use "Cowboy Up" as their slogan?
They did. They did. Yep. They said, "Cameras on." Ryan in Jersey, what's on your mind?
Hey guys, I'm going to be like in the middle of the road on this. I have a hard time being optimistic as always, but I'll say that baseball. Not to quote Chris Russo, but is a companion. So that's the beauty of 162 games is that you can make it like a part of your day. You don't have to wait a week and stuff like that. So they mission accomplished there. You want them to get you through the summer and get you into the playoffs. They've done that. I think the organizational philosophy, and I hope they don't take too much. I don't know if they don't pat themselves on the back too much for this year because the league is crappy, the entire league, ML, National and AL, which means it is wide open. So if they had managed to successfully navigate a trade deadline or whatever, they might be in a position to have the duck boats lined up. But I don't think they're there, so you hope that they take there's some takeaways. I think, Ken, you're going to talk about whether or not to re-sign Alex Bregman. That's just what it seems like. I got my own opinions on that. I don't want to really go into it. But, yeah, I just hope that they – I mean, it's a great summer. I agree with you, Curtis, that there's nothing like playoff baseball because, the sport is boring until it is not. When that ball went off – or when Rafael hit that ball off the bat last night, the crowd rise, just the rising energy. And I don't know why Gonzalez didn't Pete Rose flop into home. I think he made a big mistake there. You want to do that in that scenario.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, I...
And by the way, this is back to your question. Are you emotionally invested in this team, right? And so he's saying, yes, sort of. Baseball is awesome in the playoffs.
But
don't give him too much credit.
The baseball playoff series are just crystallized. There are so many. We've been fortunate, obviously, given all the success the last 20 years. But even in the 90s, getting home from school, watching Pedro come out of the bullpen and no hit the Indians at the time. Just the city.
Want the 2 o'clock start or do you want the prime time start?
2 o'clock. My God. You used to live the life I live.
Yeah, yeah.
2 o'clock would be great, but.
Or five. You could give five.
Five's even better.
Dinner special.
Love it. Let's go to John in the truck.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on? Not much. Curtis had asked earlier about whether or not people are emotionally invested again in the team because they made the playoffs. So I'm a 60-year Red Sox fan.
Wow.
I go back to Bill Mondelkett, Frank Malzone, and, the boys in 67. So I have been very disappointed, to say the least, in a lot of what the Red Sox did for players. Letting players go, who they drafted, trade deadlines the last few years. Seemed like it was back into the late 60s, early 70s. Wait till next year. And that was getting pretty depressing. So the excitement that they had when they had that 10-game run, when Rafael hit that walk-off homer and then went cold for a couple of months and then blew it open last night, has got to have everybody on the edge of their seat waiting for the first pitch of the playoffs, no doubt about it.
I love it, Johnny. I bet you. I'm going to guess that you're with me. You like the earlier start. 5 o'clock? Is that good?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Thanks.
By the way, Frank Malzone, 8-time All-Star, never played in the postseason.
Wow.
So there you go. Great career from 55 through 66.
Do you have Crochet's numbers this year near you?
I do.
How many innings did he pitch?
205 and a third.
Yeah. So Schilling, I looked up Schilling. 226 for Schilling and 21 wins, but still, better ERA for Crochet.
What age was Schilling then?
37
or something like that?
It was before he bankrupted Rhode Island. Pat and Swampscott.
Crochet 26. Go ahead.
Good morning, Pat.
I guess maybe it's because I'm older, but the Red Sox were the team that made me hyper aware of ownership. And so when I was in 04 and I was in college, capturing that, it's really difficult because I know it's just part of a portfolio. So I think I need more than just getting to the playoffs. I did bring my son to his first game, but they were the first ones that made me very aware that this is property and return on investment than just the pastime in the game. Thanks, guys.
Thank Pat. I mean, we sound like we're the same age. When I was in college in 04, and I was thrilled with the ownership. seeing Larry Lucchino go head-to-head with George Steinbrenner.
You loved Larry. Larry pulled you in, and probably because he appeared on the morning show a lot, too, and battled. That made him lovable.
No, but Larry was, outside of what he said, he was the most competitive front office person of my lifetime.
Yep.
Like, it went from the patience, more days in first place, Dan Duquette, to if we lose, we're going to fire people. And, you know, without Larry, there's no Theo. Like, that's kind of a huge component to the success of this organization. And 04 was, ugh.
And Theo, by the way, did Sam give him credit for the robot umpires this week with you guys? He was mentioning him in that capacity. So he's, like, working for baseball, not really for the Red Sox.
It's a bizarre.
What is he doing? Like,
how is Theo an owner of the Red Sox and Tom Brady is not a limited partner of the Patriots?
Good question.
It is wild. Oh, good. Another good. All the good callers coming out of the woodwork. Justin in D.C. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome.
Yeah, and we can't be negative. I am such a negative guy, Curtis. I know you are, Ken. You're more positive. But how can we be negative when the Red Sox are back in the playoffs? Like, this is absolutely fantastic. Not only are they back in the playoffs, but if Breslow doesn't mess this thing up, which he probably will, they're in line to make the playoffs the next five seasons. So I just want to hear you guys talk about how the Red Sox are back and what this is going to look like moving forward.
Yeah, I think for me, this this season, because we go back, we can't get ahead of ourselves, and I am the king of hyperbole, but do we all remember 2021 Sam Kennedy on the field of Fenway Park when they got past the Rays, and he said, this validates our plan.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, there was no plan. It was, you know, it kind of was three. There were then 22, 23, 24.
Oh, Renicky. They had the Renicky.
Right. Renicky, I think he just woke up.
Well, the other thing is, and again, I am the positive one, but how many, you guys grew up here, I didn't, but they finished second place in the 70s a lot, and you didn't make the playoffs for finishing second. This year, they're finishing third,
right?
And they're in the postseason. I know it's different. It's a different world, but that must have been like...
Right, it's like grade inflation. Like, what does an A really mean
right.
if everybody gets one?
Like, in 72 and 73, if you were a Red Sox fan, and they won 85 and 89 games, but you didn't get to go to the playoffs, and you have all these great players, how frustrating would that be? And if this were, this is not dead.
No.
You should be happy. It's cool to get in, obviously. But well, they're not there yet. That's an important point.
When I was growing up, I was 2 and 86. And then the only thing I knew was the Red Sox played the A's a couple years and they got blown. They got swept. And then 95 was the first series I really remember. That was against the Indians here. They got swept. Then they made the playoffs again in 98. And 99 was the year with the ALCS year, but the playoff games at Fenway, the days that there's like Tuesday around town, it's, well, nobody really goes to work anyway, but it's going to be buzzing all day.
I do like that making the postseason probably entices Bregman to stay more than if they had a tragic finish. Can you at least give me that?
Oh, I think that
I know it's about money. I know it's about the dollars.
If the baseball had its old wild card plan and the Red Sox are done. Mm-hmm. And Bregman has that September, he's much more likely to stay.
Nah, because his people are angry. The C's are angry. He's not happy in Boston. He's getting a lot of heat. He was supposed to be the big ticket item.
Give me one time this year Bregman got heat.
Well, no, he hadn't because they didn't collapse.
What? So you think if they missed the playoffs, people would have been blaming Alex Bregman?
They could have. I mean, yes,
I'm not saying could.
They're blaming everybody.
Ken.
Yes, in part. You said he's struggling. He's had a little tough go of it. He had a nice double yesterday.
So. I happen to work here, and I listen to the radio all day. I have not heard a...
Can I just pick one? Like,
no, because I think you're wrong, because what I thought was the opposite last night. When they made the playoffs, I was like, ooh.
Now you think he's opting out?
Because he's got the opportunity to have a deep playoff run, and he's going to boost his contract and what his demands would be.
When you have a celebration with the guys, when you got the champagne popping, you know, that makes you want to stay.
A guy that celebrated
unfinished business.
A guy that celebrated two World Series championships is going to be gaga over October T-shirts.
Can I get your answer on who you want to play in what order?
You can.
After this?
And I see you guys lining up 617-779-7937. I am a maestro with the calls.
Nice job.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, Curtis, I don't know how to what extent you're a believer, but you're back. You love playoff baseball. What's the path? What is the ideal path you want to see to the World Series? Because you would admit they've got a shot, right? They got a puncher's chance against these AL teams.
Well, right. I think the major, the American League in general is not having a standout season as a collective group of good teams.
Correct.
So for me, I would, and selfishly, I would love Toronto – wild card, win two or three at Rogers Center, Yankees, Red Sox, ALDS, and then, you know, whoever, Guardians, whoever else will be on the other side. But I love the, you know, it's not quite 04, 03, 03, 04, nothing ever will be. But by the way, I looked that up the other day. 60 million people watched Game 7,
Ooh,
which is just back then crazy how many of 04.
Might top it this year, never know.
I think tomorrow, I think the show might do 60 million.
Well, to me, everything, as always, involves the Yankees. So you want potential Yankees games here at Fenway, right? Here in Playoff Central. Here at our October Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford edition, the New England edition of the Ford F-150, official truck of the Red Sox. You want a game here. You want multiple games here. So to me, the ideal scenario is ALCS Yankees, which means you want the Red Sox to lose two, have the Tigers or the Guardians overtake you, play one of those teams in the first wild card round. So you go to Detroit for three, beat them, then go to Seattle in the DS, only have a five-game series, and then get the Yankees in the ALCS. That would be epic.
Okay, that feels like it has very little chance of happening.
No, it's got a definite chance of happening.
You think they're going to lose two in a row?
Yes. Why would the Red Sox care about winning these next two? They're going to rest everybody.
So who's pitching today?
I think it's Conley early. So they'll probably still throw him. But tomorrow's probably Dustin May or, I don't know, Wiggy. I mean, put anybody out there. I mean, honestly, you have a chance now to rest everybody you want. And I think the Tigers probably pitch everybody except, I don't know, would you throw Skubal tomorrow if you're them? They probably don't care that much.
I don't know. I looked at Skubal's split stats. They've been really rough.
Well, if they do, then maybe you get the Tigers without Scooble available in the wild card round. Somehow that might fall into your lap. Yeah. Anyway, that's my path.
I just
one man's opinion.
I think the Yankees win out, Blue Jays lose one of these two.
Who?
And then you got Red Sox, Blue Jays in Toronto this week, and then Red Sox, Yankees after that.
And you were just up there, so you got to be in their heads a little bit. That's not a bad scenario either.
Right. And you can stay right at the park.
Let's go back to the phones, if you'd care to. Am I running the show, or are you running the
show? I am, sorry. I'm just trying to see what's going on in the Ryder Cup. Mike in Rhode Island, how you doing?
Yeah, I give you guys credit. You picked up at the trade deadline. You know, on one of your stations, they had Ken Rosenthal on as a guest. Nobody picked up on this. And he was pretty serious about this. He says, you know, I think the Boston Red Sox, as they stand now, can get to the World Series. And the big if is, if Fresno acts at the deadline. That was almost word for word a quote from Rosenthal. And we get to the deadline, and I don't know, I heard Kevin or Kennedy say, well, there were no good pitching, you know, Ryan State. How about the other people? Didn't three or four pretty good pitchers get signed? I know Seattle, that guy's really aggressive in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Most of the pitchers that went weren't great, but I guess the Blue Jays got Shane Bieber. That has turned out to be one of the better ones, so that could play a factor. I guess Kyle Harrison could still be important for you out of the bullpen, probably. And he was, you know, that's not the trade deadline. That's the Devers return, but anyway.
And I also, and this is not an attempt at a bad joke, I do trust Cora and this group as a playoff scouting team. Like, I feel like that they will have specific matchups. They'll have an understanding of this. Like, I really do. What Cora did in 18 was nothing short of amazing. And that what they did to the Astros and the ALCS, winning that series in five, that was they lost game one and won. They got the gentleman sweep, right? I think they went four straight. I know Price won game five out there.
I think that's right. Like, would you be shocked if he does something bizarre, like pitches Whitlock and Chapman in the fourth and fifth, and then throws Bayo in the sixth through ninth, or so, you know, he could do anything like that.
Right, like it'll be like you with like Fitzy coming in for the final hour of the show.
Okay, that's an odd reference, but
let's go to Cooper and Chatham. Good morning, Cooper. How are you,
Cooper?
Yo, what's up?
How you doing?
What happened to Archie?
Who's Archie Bunker?
Archie Manning. No, it's okay.
That's funny, man. So I called in 2018, see him, right?
Yeah, yep, we got you.
It's been 6 years.
You guys were just talking about that.
Seven.
Yeah.
And you guys thought my name was Poops in Chatham, and I haven't called back since then. But, I mean,
what a return.
You guys hired a guy in the morning named Poops, right? Because I listen every day, and I wanted to lead off with that. You guys
sure.
are good.
Thank you very much, Poops.
No, definitely. I wanted to lead off with that. But, I mean, if you're not excited, you're just not a fan. But every caller today is right. You know, everyone's right today. The Sox are in. That's all we got to worry about. And I believe, you know, the last caller, the guy from Rhode Island, he's spot on with, you know, they could make it to the – I mean, you look back at the playoff series. I was in – Fenway in 04, Game 3, Yankee Sox, ALCS. 19-8.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I left early.
People were getting thrown out. I had box seats there with my stepfather and my girlfriend, yada, yada. And, man, when I left that park, it was the most horrible feeling in the world. You know, as a Red Sox fan, you're just used to that, and you got to accept it. And I'm stuck in traffic on the Mass Pike going back to the Cape. His friend calls me and says, keep the faith. And I said, there's no faith, man. There's no way it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, and it happened. So, I mean, there's not that great of a team right now. And if you can get I kind of wrote them off 2 weeks ago when they lost some.
All right, Cooper, thanks, buddy. We don't have 10 hours here. Holy.
Return, great return.
God in heaven.
Bringing people back that you haven't heard from in almost a decade, Curtis.
04, I was so pissed they won game four. I was legitimately mad.
Really?
Because I just, what the hell? What was that? Like, anyway, that was a great time. Game three was a disaster. But, Cooper, thank you for the call. We'll talk to you again in 6 years.
Well, even last night, like, Duran looked so lost his first couple of at-bats. Then he comes through with the game-tying hit in the eighth. This team is so
I feel like Jaren Duran's baseline is lost.
I mean, I hope he comes back. Yoshida all of a sudden is a factor. Everybody you're out on comes back. This team just returns from the dead. And they hang in there. So they have something going.
The one thing that I will say that this team had, and it was apparent early in the year, I remember there was a, was it Cardinals, a Sunday game at Fenway. The Sox blew a lead. But early on, you could tell the DNA, whether it was, you know, the Bregman approach, whatever. But they came back and won a game that they had, would have lost, I think, the last 3 years, definitely.
They beat the Dodgers here on a Sunday, I recall. Big Bregman hit, big Anthony hit in that game. They took 2 of 3.
There was a game against the Phillies. They had lost the first two in Philly.
Yep.
They were about to get swept. There was a really low point of the season, and they had a must-win. Like, it feels like when they've hit those critical mass moments, they have risen to the occasion. And
yeah, and obviously they had that 10-game winning streak before the break, but I think...
That was because I was in Hawaii.
Because you were in Hawaii. And this team really needed to prove it after the All-Star break, right? After what they had done the last 2 years.
And I mean, talk about Netflix being a year early. Like, what a great what I'm certain there would be this great behind-the-scenes, like, where was Breslow on the morning after the trade deadline as he's getting booed in Fall River?
Craig, yes.
I mean, what a great moment that would be to look back on it. Like, if they come back and win this. They will not be like Rodney Harrison creating fake haters. Like, if this team does pull it together and win a World Series, they will have plenty of people, and myself included, that will be those that doubted them and didn't think they could do it.
Well, a little addendum to your question. Are you back in? Are you reinvested for the first time in, like, that caller 7 years? 617-779-7937. But also, do they need to win a round now?
Do they
need to do some damage?
And is this the first time this is a Sox town since the Red Sox won the World Series in 04? Because I think it is. I think this week, the second thing that people are getting together, great day. Too many great events this weekend. Like, why did they put all the college football games on one day? We've been talking the last 3 weeks about how crappy the slates have been.
Yeah.
Today, there's like 10 games that would be the best game of the week, and they're playing today. You got that. You got the Ryder Cup. The Americans are gagging. And you have Patriots tomorrow. Best game of the weekend, though, tomorrow, 425, Chiefs-Ravens. Like, there is just...
Is Rory up 4?
Yeah, he's...
What?
He's on fire. He just hit like a 200-yard shot within 4 feet.
What is happening?
Why do good things happen to bad people? That's the Greg Hill. That's Ken and Curtis here from Fenway Park.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.